The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Ah, yes, we're back with our Hump Day edition. It's 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time where we are. Don't know where you are, but I hope you're listening. Because at the Power Mall, if you spend $300, see, now this is the time to stock up. You get $20 off your order. Everything's in stock as far as North American Urban Spice, and they're all drop shipped, which means you get them quick. Everything's in stock, and if you don't see it online, shoot us an email, support@thepowermall.com, or call us at 877-817-9829 and let us know. You know, do you have this by North American Urban Spice? We will put it on your order for you. All you have to do is call us, let us know. If you don't have internet, so I understand that. You can get a Power Mall catalog at the same number I just gave you. If you're a first-time Power Mall customer, use the code FIRST, the number 10, at checkout. Also applies to phone orders. And while you're calling in, it's the only way you're going to get this deal, you get a free vitamin or toothpaste when you donate $25 or more to the show. Keep us on the air because we need the momentum going for this year. We're getting into mission critical here, folks. And I'm talking about the fact that, you know, GCN just went off the air last Sunday. Now, they had a lot of shows on there, alternative media, but they're gone now. So what are you going to do? Where are you going? You dialing across the network trying to find people? Well, we're here still. It will be as long as we can stay on the air. The Power Mall is the only way we do that, plus your donations. So if you don't shop here, we go away. I mean, that's another back channel news source you could be getting, but you're not. Or won't. Got to help. Got to help us out now more than ever. We have show transcripts and notes, articles, studies, books, guest mentions, all of that. Now available on the podcast episodes with the subscription through our Substack page. And of course, we have a new partner, RNC. No, not the Republican National Committee. No, Richardson Nutritional Center. Remember John Richardson was on the show with us yesterday? He has apricot seeds. Now, this is not the pit, so stop that thought process. No, you got to open the pit, and the seed is in there. The bitter apricot seeds have very high levels of B17 amygdalin in them. Now, if you were listening yesterday to Justin Porter on North American Urban Spice, when I asked him the question about B17, now we're not talking about the bomber. We're talking about amygdalin, all right? The natural bitter apricot seeds, he actually knew that B17 is in apricot seeds. That is amazing. The wealth of knowledge this guy has, which this whole hour I spent with him yesterday, this does not qualify as an infomercial because we're actually sharing scientific data with you. And for him to even know that, I mean, that blows me away. And if you want a discount on the seeds, use the code POWERHOURNATION at checkout. He's that easy. You know, he's one of our partners. So you go to the partners tab at thepowerhour.com or you can call. We can order that for you. We have newsletters too at the Power Mall and thepowerhour.com. You just have to go online, click the newsletter tab, and we'll get them to you. All right. Wayne Elliott, Fred Dyshevsky, join us on the show today. In the meantime, 4 minutes after the hour, moving on to world news here. Iran, the commander of the IRGC, Major General Hossein Salami. Oh, boy. I sure would not want to. Not over here. I sure would not want to be. Because Salami Baloney. Yeah, see, I mean, with a name like that. Oh, my gosh. Well, I can think of a lot of other choice names out there that. You probably got made fun of in school. I don't even know if they even eat salami over there, but whatever. He claimed that his rogue regime is broadening the battlefront against Israel and America to hasten the collapse of both nations. Okay, now here's what he says. He claimed that the existence of both America and Israel is coming to an end. That's a quote, is coming to an end in the immediate future. And that Iran needed the help of every Muslim nation on earth to eradicate free societies because, quote, if the enemy manages to infiltrate into a Muslim state, it will go on with others. Huh. Well, that's interesting. It invaded Syria. I didn't see Iran getting crazy with that. But, of course, Salami claimed Iran without specifying if the government directly or its terrorist proxy arms had blocked Israel's access to parts of the Mediterranean Sea. But, you see, the Houthis and everybody else is going to join in there. And maybe this is one of the reasons why the U.S. is halting certain shipments to Israel, because they don't want to navigate through those waters for fear that, you know, the tit-for-tat will start and then we'll get into a full-scale war. And we'll turn Tehran into a nuclear parking lot. Oh, I know. All of you out there that are, you know, Muslim supporters would like to see Israel completely wiped off the map, along with D.C. and New York. See, the Muslims already know, so do the Jews. They already know where the financial and political centers of this country are. And if you eliminate them and eliminate most of Congress, see, they already know this by violent means. They already know this. I don't have to give them any encouragement. I don't have to sit there and make a phone call to the red line in Moscow and say, hey, Vlad, buddy. No, I don't need to do that. They already know. As a matter of fact, Russian forces unleashed a nighttime barrage of more than 50 cruise missiles and explosive drones at Ukraine's power grid. And this happened today. But you see, where Ukraine is, they're in advance of us in the time zones, okay? So it actually happened today, our time, right? No, it's local time, their time. Targeting a wide area in what Zelensky called a massive attack. No relation to the band that plays the theme from the TV series House. Massive attack. Yeah, you know. The bombardment, according to reports, blasted targets in seven Ukrainian regions, including the Kyiv area and parts of the south and west, damaging homes in the county's rail network. Three people, including an eight-year-old girl, were injured, according to officials. According to officials. Why don't they want to tell you that hundreds of people are dead? Because the other side would be jumping up and down in victory. All right, so here's the thing. The media, we're not there. We didn't see either one of these things. Yeah. And we also weren't in Dublin. But apparently this week, one of the largest anti-mass migration protests to date took place in Dublin. Protesters decried the open borders agenda of the neoliberal Irish government. You know, when I was over there in 2019, I really did believe. But again, it depends on where you go. You see, one thing we learned is over half of the people that are in Dublin right now, half their population are under the age of 25. Yeah. And a lot of them are techies, and a lot of them are woke, a lot of them are nerds. A lot of them just don't care. A lot of them are over there because they have bars in Dublin, like the Temple Bar. Yes, I went there. You got to go to the Temple Bar. You visit Ireland. You know, that's kind of like, it's not the biggest hangout in the place. There's other great places to go. We went to White's Pub in Belfast, which is the oldest pub in Northern Ireland, 1600s. Yeah, it's got the stone walls and everything. And it is, the food was great. Everything was great. And they love us. The Irish really do. They like us because we're visitors and we're spending our money there. Yeah, the Irish don't really want all these immigrants. In fact, they're even attacking Sinn Féin. Now, I don't know if you know who Sinn Féin is. All right, Sinn Féin, it's spelled S-I-N-N-F-E-I-N, but it's pronounced Sinn Féin. All right. Now, they are the political arm of the IRA. Now, I know you know who they are. But the protests also saw demonstrators lashing out against them, chanting Sinn Féin or traitors, Sinn Féin or traitors. See, the Sinn Féin is the pro-Irish unification party. See, they want Northern Ireland to be reunified with the Republic of Ireland. But you see, Brexit, that got in the way. You see, Brexit, Northern Ireland has been sucking off the teat of Great Britain for a long time. And so they're not going anywhere. I mean, Northern Ireland is absolutely beautiful. I mean, there's centuries of history throughout the entire island of Ireland, whether it's north or south, doesn't matter. The Republic itself, it's beautiful. But the thing is they've got a 180,000 unit home shortage there. And they've taken in over 150,000 in illegal immigrants. Now, I don't know how you figure that they're going to be able to accommodate all that in that small country the size of Indiana. How does this work? You see, that's why they're out in the streets protesting right now. Ireland has an opt-out on justice and home affairs so they can say no to the EU migration pact. Because not because they want to be the best boys in the class and get a pat on the head from the real masters in Brussels. They would never say no to Brussels. Ireland has long been one of the most pro-migration countries in Europe. Yeah, you wish. I mean, literally, they were using Irish forces to clear out protests down in County Wicklow, which is in the southeast side below Dublin, so they could make way for setting up an immigration post to accommodate entrants. Wow, this is crazy. Well, it's happening here too. You know, I just didn't want you to think like we were all alone here. Brazil, meanwhile, has major flooding going on. And let's see. Oh, now Pfizer settling over 10,000 lawsuits because Zantac is linked to cancer. Oh my. And you trust Pfizer? How many of you trusted Pfizer to go get the COVID jab, huh? These people are sinister. Rescuers, meanwhile, in Brazil are rushing to evacuate people. Over 155,000 are homeless right now across the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul. That's a southern state. 90 dead, even more missing, tens of thousands homeless. Entire families were leaving on foot, carrying belongings in backpacks and shopping carts. I mean, they had to get the heck out of Dodge. Heavy rains that began last week have caused rivers to flood, inundating whole towns and destroying roads and bridges. Rain is forecast to let up tomorrow, but then continue through the weekend. So more bad weather. Same here. 57 million people in tornado storm zone as hail, winds, and flash flooding are possible today. There have been 40 so far this week reported tornadoes, 20 across five states last night. And so the National Weather Service, and they started using it in 1999, only when catastrophic damage is imminent or ongoing, as is a threat to human life. And it's going on. You know, they're saying all this is possible today as well. People better brace yourselves. Tornadoes more recently touched down across Indiana, Fairhaven, West Virginia, Irondale and Charlo, Ohio, Garland County, Arkansas, and in Union City and Portage and Kalamazoo, Michigan, causing extensive damage. One FedEx facility was just about decimated. And, you know, we talked about this a long time ago and people thought, oh, God, are we fear-mongering again? Well, I don't know. You know Rasmussen, don't you? They're pollsters. And see, a long time ago, not when the earth was green, there's more kinds of animals that you've never seen. No, nothing like that. Long time ago, when I was doing City Spotlight down in Florida, we were reporting Rasmussen came out, and this is like 3-4 years ago, right? That they did a poll to see how many Americans think a civil war could erupt sometime over the next 5 years. And, of course, 16% of those polled said civil war is very likely in that time frame, but 49% of the respondents say they don't believe another civil war is likely in the next 5 years. 20% expressing that it is not at all likely. An additional 10% are uncertain about their future. Well, duh, 10% of 340 million people. That's 34 million if you extrapolate the numbers. But the big shocking news, based on the fact that everybody here is stunned by Democratic mega donors funneling money into Marxist group, sparking mass chaos across college and universities nationwide, as risks are mounting that a BLM-style riot could spill over into city streets this summer. Well, why do you think they're stocking up on guns and ammo now? Well, the latest survey says 41%, that's up 10% from when I was reporting it the first time, 41% of Americans surveyed think civil war is likely some sooner. Some say sooner than later. The spark that could ignite it is possibly useful idiots, some of which are professional and paid protesters on school campuses, who quite literally have said they want a revolution to usher in a socialist reconstruction of America. This is straight out of the survey. There's a growing sense among the population that possibly a controlled demolition of the country is underway by the radical left. You see, now, is it finger pointing? I don't know. You gotta wonder, because see, the left is doing enough of its own finger pointing. Congressman Maxine Waters, congresswoman. I don't know if she's a man or a woman. I don't know. It's hard to say these days. That's why I call Nancy Pelosi it. Because it's hard to say with all that makeup. Could be Michael Jackson in drag. I don't know. But Maxine Waters is urging the DOJ to investigate people up in them bar heels. Golly, Comer, is that you? Well, all those Trump supporters, of course, they're training up in them bar heels for an upcoming civil war. Believe it or not. Maxine, don't worry. We know where you live. Oh, come on. You know, now you got a bellyache to the DOJ about stuff like this. What was it, based on the survey? See, Congress has a right to be scared. See, because they're giving away the store. We're suffering. Everybody knows it. I don't think there's one person that would call this show and tell me I'm full of the proverbial caca about that. Now, there's a lot of people in denial that don't think we're going to have another civil war. Fine. Stop stocking up on guns and ammo then. If you don't think that there's a reason that some illegal immigrants in hordes may come to your door, break your door in to get at you and your food and everything else and kill you and set up shop in your house because, after all, it is a place to live. Yeah. And the if there's an EMP attack, 911 won't work and there will be nobody there to protect you. So just go ahead and put that gun-free zone sign out there if you don't want to do something proactive about it. Yeah, give Maxine Waters another chance to freak out. Why don't you? I'm telling you, man. You see how crazy things get? Oh, no crazier than what happened in court yesterday in New York. I mean, was she good, Donald? I mean, here's the thing. We're talking about charges that have to do with violation of improperly reporting business records. What does Stormy Daniels' testimony have to do with business record violations? Oh, she starts talking about, well, he came out of the bathroom and there was the former, there was President Trump in 2018. There he was in his shorts, in his boxers. I don't know what happened. I wasn't on drugs or drunk. You know, the prosecution really coached her very well. She started talking about, well, she didn't talk about that. I mean, just how good was she? I mean, I'm talking about her credibility at that point. But you see, every time the prosecution would ask her questions about what happened in the hotel room, how many times were you groped, how many times did Trump screw you, how many times did all this junk happen, which she said never did. Now she's recanting her story. Yeah. Try to give herself more publicity, maybe. You think she's going to get a record deal? I don't think so. I mean, she changed her story doing a CBS News 60 Minutes interview saying that an affair took place after claiming years ago she was under pressure to issue the letter due to legal threats. Well, she signed an NDA. But see, what does all that have to do with business record violations. That's what he's on trial for. But yet, the more that the prosecution, Ms. Hoffinger, the prosecutor, oh, well, Your Honor, her testimony is needed to complete the story and establish your credibility. What credibility does a stripper porn actress director have? Yeah, what do you want to do? Move in for a close-up? Yeah. Well, so what do you think? No, we got to put a little more lube into the story here. Yeah, we got to lubricate the witness. We got a problem here. Because every time Stormy Daniels, Stephanie Clifford, whatever you want to call her, whore, whatever, adult film performer, every time she opened her mouth based on questions of Ms. Hoffinger, the prosecutor, to talk about her sex acts with Trump, the other side jumped up screaming objections, which the judge sustained. Finally, the judge says, oh, come on, sidebar, Ms. Hoffinger, I don't get what you're trying to do here. You're just going a little too overboard with it. Well, see, you watch TV enough. What happens when the jury hears stuff? They lose focus. They forget all about why Trump is on trial. Now, all of a sudden, it's about, did he screw her or not? And then they're looking at Stormy Daniels like, I'd tap that. I mean, at least the men are. I don't know about the women. I mean, they're all liberal, at least majority of them that we know. I mean, it's New York State after all. Like, he's going to get a fair trial? I don't think so. But see, here's the thing. Even her former attorney, Stormy's former attorney, Michael Avenatti, told the Post in an interview from prison, he believes she's lying about the affair. She's just doing it to get more publicity. To maybe get another book deal. Who knows? But see, the thing is Trump is denying any of this ever happened. Oh, yeah, she tried to get on his show. You know, Celebrity Apprentice? Yeah. See, and after she testified, Trump lawyer Todd Blanche said her claims about her encounter and alleged affair is different from the claims she made in previous years. It's got nothing to do with the case where he's accused of falsifying business records. Her comments are designed to prejudice the jury. What's the jury to do with that? He said, it's extraordinarily prejudicial to insert safety or concerns into a trial about business records. There's no way to unring that bell. Because she testified about consent, about danger. That's not the story she was peddling. Sorry, that's not the story she was selling when she signed that NDA back in 2016, according to Trump's attorney. I mean, this gets more wicked by the minute. Now the jury heard it. You've seen that on television multiple times. Pick your favorite case. Kong Kong. Remember that? SVU. Yeah, pick your favorite case. Law and Order. And they're in court. Kong Kong. And you hear that. And the jury heard it. How are you going to erase that? You don't. Now, they parade Stormy Daniels in there in her purple dress. Did you see the look on her face when she came out? Oh, this little sinister look out the corner of her eye at the cameras. Oh, yeah. Definitely a big photo op. There was absolutely zero reason for her to be there. But, you know, they had to prejudice the jury, and that's exactly what they did. And when the Trump's attorney's motion for mistrial, the judge says, oh, no, 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 we're not doing that. Trial's going to keep going. You see how rigged it is? I mean, it doesn't take an Einstein to figure this out. You don't have to sit there and watch Law and Order on TV and go rehash all the stuff to figure it out. If the jury heard it, they've lost focus. And despite what the judge says, you know, you will disregard that. No, we can't disregard that comment. Did you hear that? He got a piece of that. I didn't hear any jurors commenting. Nobody reported on what the jurors did, except some of their jaws may have been dropping. And I mean, if they started shaking their head no, and I was the judge, I'd be looking at the jury going, stop that. You're already letting the cat out of the bag. He's not going to get a fair trial if you're sitting there pointing fingers at her and nodding and licking your lips and all this other stuff. You're not going to get, this is, come on, it's all about optics. That's exactly what it is. And if Trump gets elected in November, this trial probably will not happen. I'm talking about the classified docs case, which Judge Aileen Cannon said Tuesday the trial would no longer begin May 20th. Didn't set a new date. And why was that? Well, because there was some rearranging of evidence. And they're seeking to push the deadlines even further out, filing additional motions and requests for sanctions. Yeah, I'm talking about Trump's attorneys. Because special counsel Jack Smith revealed the order of the files and the physical boxes of documents do not match the digital scan. Now, is that evidence tampering? Ask yourself that. I mean, you got the government tampering with the evidence. Oh, well, they have the right to do that. Yeah, sure they do. Yeah, it's called stacking the deck. Well, we just added some pages. Oh, really? Well, I hate to say this, Jack B. Nimble, but you don't add stuff. You just don't do it. I mean, they're asking for a mistrial and request for sanctions. And if he gets elected, Trump, this trial probably will not happen. Any judge would take pause with the idea of trying a presidential candidate a month before the presidential election, said attorney Kel McClanahan, who specializes in national security issues and has represented members of the intelligence community. What do they know we don't know? Maybe that's why Maxine Waters is urging the DOJ to investigate all those Trump supporters up in them our heels training for an upcoming civil war. Wait, but there's more. Yeah, can we see the trailer on that, Ms. Waters? Wow. You see, here's the other problem I have with this. Biden took classified documents out of the White House when he was vice president. Way back when. That is not allowed. There's no law that allows him to take classified documents out of the White House. Doesn't matter where they found them. It's against the law. And by going after Trump, well, you see, is that equal protection of the law? Come on, we're talking about the Constitution here. Not having it. Meanwhile, in the other case in Georgia, Court of Appeals in Georgia has agreed to hear about the Fannie Willis Trump appeal, where the appeals court is going to, they've agreed to hear it. This lower court ruling, which allows Fulton County DA Fannie Willis to continue to prosecute the election interference case she brought against Trump, they may get rid of it. Of course, the Superior Court judge found that no conflict of interest existed that should force her off the case, but he granted a request from Trump and other defendants to seek the appeal, which they did. Yep. Biden administration officials, meanwhile, are subpoenaed amid allegations of taxpayer money being used to help Biden win Michigan this November. Yeah. Looming large in the background is Biden's executive order 14019, which states the head of each agency shall evaluate ways in which the agency can, as appropriate and consistent with applicable law, promote voter registration and voter participation. And they're using the SBA to do it. Yeah. Small Business Administration. Yeah. To drive online visitors to register to vote. You know who they're going after. We're going to talk about some more election craziness. Pennsylvania and Georgia making the news again. And what this... Oh, they want to federalize all of our National Guard units in the United States. Oh, I'll have more on that when we get back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyra Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepyramall.com. That's thepyramall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I am here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 34 minutes after the hour, and let's see. This is the Power Hour for those of you just joining us, by the way. The Republican National Committee, now that is the right RNC, and the GOP in Pennsylvania are continuing their election integrity law blitz with an action on a mail-in ballot case in Butler County, Pennsylvania. Now this is, you know, I think it's right outside of Philly. On May 7th, which was yesterday, they filed a petition for leave to intervene. This is called an intervening pleading. Intervener. They want an intervener. They want the court to decide whether they have the right to stick their nose in a in an existing lawsuit. Okay? Apparently, they want to get involved in the Court of Common Pleas of Butler County case seeking to aid the respondent, Butler County Board of Elections, in defending itself in a mail-in ballot case. A joint release, and by the way, that's a third legal intervention since May 3rd, a joint release from the two Republican bodies, said petitioners Faith Genser and Frank Mattis, are trying to force the county to allow voters who did not place a mail-in ballot in a secrecy envelope to cast a provisional ballot instead. Well, RNC Chairman Michael Whatley took issue with that in a press release and said, look, if a vote is not legally cast, it should not be counted. Butler County does not allow ballot curing for ballots missing the required secrecy envelope, plain and simple. These two people are trying to change it. Well, if they didn't get in a secrecy envelope, they should still be allowed to go out and cast a provisional ballot. Wow. You see the arrogance? Well, you know, if they would go back to voter ID and paper balloting, all this would go away. But it'll never happen because the Uniparty controls it. And so do all these committees, these various committees out there from the Uniparty. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, by the way, has signed SB 189. Now, what is that? It makes additional changes to Georgia's election laws ahead of the 2024 presidential contest in what is deemed the battleground state, including defining probable causes for removing voters from the rolls when their eligibility is challenged. Now, what's one way that would happen? How about death? Yeah, that'd be a good way. Dead people vote in Illinois. I mean, come on. How about evidence of voting or registering in another jurisdiction? A tax exemption indicating a primary residence elsewhere or a non-residential address is probable causes for removing voters from the rolls. Most controversially, it says the national change of address list can be considered, though not exclusively. The Georgia bill also allows challenges to be accepted and voters removed from the rolls up until 45 days before an election. That provision, in part, has prompted the threat of lawsuits from liberal groups because federal law says states and counties can't make systematic changes to voting rolls within 90 days of a federal election. The measure also says homeless people must use the county voter registration office as their address listed instead of where they live. Yeah, I live out on the sidewalk. Do you have a 911 address? That's crazy. Opponents said it could make it harder for homeless citizens to cast ballots because a registered polling place might be far away. Yeah, far away from what? In another state? I mean, come on. See, this is where things get a little dicey. And as an alternative to a primary election, Illinois law allowed for a party to get its candidates on the ballot for General Assembly spots by party slating procedure, along with collection of a requisite number of public signatures on nominating positions. A number of Republican challengers have been proceeding accordingly over the course of just 30 hours on the first days of the month. The Democratic supermajority changed the law to retroactively disallow that procedure, thereby barring the challengers from the November ballot as Republican Party candidates. Oh, yeah. This is what they do. You can call it transparency. You can call whatever you want. But according to the Cook County GOP up there in Chicago, there's nothing more than a brazen attempt by Illinois Democrats to disenfranchise voters and eliminate political competition. To hide behind the guise of ethics is laughable, said Sean Morrison, chairman of the Cook County GOP. Now, I told you about, before we went to break, those 50 governors. Yeah. What's the DOD is trying to do, and we're talking about the Department of Defense here, they want to move the state National Guard units to the U.S. Space Force. Yeah. All of these governors are alleging the plan is a power grab. In March, the DOD sent Congress a proposal that would allow the federal government to send some state guardsmen to the U.S. Space Force. It would require Congress to pass a new law that requires governors to allow changes to National Guard units under Title 32 and Title 10 of the U.S. Code. That a coalition of bipartisan governors said in a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, the move would undermine their authority and circumvent federal laws. Do you think these people care? Now, what happens? You know, and here, Greg Abbott and DeSantis didn't sign it. No, they sent their own respective letters opposing the move. But here's the other thing. You take away our ability to defend ourselves at the state level, and we get an EMP attack or a coronal mass ejection or solar flare? What on earth do you think is going to happen next? We the people will not have a leg to stand on. We will have to exercise our Second Amendment rights if what Rasmussen says is true. I mean, 41%, according to their survey, it was 31% about 4 years ago, because people were asked, do you see a civil war coming in the next 5 years? 31% said yes. So they moved it up a little bit, asked again, do you see a civil war coming in the next 5 years, by 2029? See, that's when the new president would be elected. Now, why would they, first off, you have to ask yourself a question. Who in Rasmussen came up with this idea? But see, it was 31% years ago. Now it's 41%. Why is that? Because of people like Maxine Waters opening her flap and saying junk to incite more divisiveness. That's exactly what she's doing. And she thinks all the Trump supporters are the ones that are, oh, I don't know. Maxine, you better be careful what you wish for. Oh, oh. Well, Maxine, you better be careful what you wish for. I had to do my Clint. Oh, yeah. TikTok and ByteDance, by the way, have filed a lawsuit to block that new law, by the way, requiring either the sale or divestiture of its TikTok app. Yeah. They want the app stores, the web hosting services. This is a law that Biden just signed. Now they're suing to get that part of the law canceled. See, for the first time in history, Congress has enacted a law that subjects a single name speech platform to a permanent nationwide ban and bars every American from participating in a unique online community with more than 1 billion people worldwide, TikTok said in its petition to the U.S. Court of Appeals for D.C. Well, they're certainly in the right place to get heard. I mean, that's where the law was passed, so they got to take it to the D.C. circuit, right? Online community, more than 1 billion people worldwide, and they're connected to the Chinese Communist Party, and we shouldn't be concerned. No, you just go ahead, crawl under that rock you were under. It's just nuts. Now, does it violate free speech? I mean, look at all these retardandos and woke-tards and everything else that are participating in TikTok. Many of them take the TikTok challenge and kill themselves, eat a Tide Pod, hang yourself, burk yourself, whatever. You know, do crazy jackass stunts like you see on TV. See, TikTok encourages this stuff. I mean, wait till AI permeates TikTok and you get everybody out there on the dating channels, you know, with these AI dates and, oh, you should just kill yourself. Yeah, See, they'll do anything they can to collect information to give to the Chinese Communist Party, which is why the U.S. government said, we can't have that here. Now, you're either going to be protectionist all the way, or you're not. But see, if you go all the way, that means every single social media platform would also have to go away. Maybe Facebook, maybe if it went away, it would be a good thing. See, that's why an EMP, solar flare, you know, coronal mass ejection would put us all on a level playing field, and only those who have prepared, like Zuckerberg, that man will hunker down in his little Hawaii bunker with Bezos and everybody else. They'll be hunkering in their little bunkers there, thinking they got it made, while the rest of the world collapses around them. Good luck with that. These people know where you are. They will find you. They'll figure out a way to cover up. You know, imagine how that would work if they came in there and managed to fire up one of those old-time bulldozers and bulldoze the top of the entrance to those bunkers off and filled them up with dirt and buried them alive. Wouldn't that be something? Wow. Imagine that. That was put in the form of a question. But you see, they're wrecking. They've already been accused of manipulating the elections. Under the health category, over the past decade, researchers have recognized that astaxanthin's unique molecular structure traps more free radicals compared to most other nutrients. Its full benefits, however, have been limited due to its relatively poor absorption ability, and by combining carotenoids like astaxanthin with phospholipids, their bioavailability increases by nearly 12-fold for more potent systemic protection, which is why we have astaxanthin with DHA-90 count at the Power Mall. So put that on your list of stuff to get when you go shop over there. Nobody enjoys a sunburn. Sunscreens contain toxins. What, you haven't heard that? Well, I know people say, well, what other choice do I have? How about getting and consuming more omega-3 fatty acids? How about that? You know, see, that will increase the skin's threshold for sunburn by preventing an inflammatory response. Fatty acids I'm talking about here, like krill oil. Omega-3 fatty acids are found in foods like fish, nuts, seeds. Remember we've been talking about the apricot seeds we got now, one of our partners? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. They've been shown to reduce inflammation and protect skin against sun damage. So you have to incorporate these foods into your diet to help mitigate skin damage from the sun. A review of 38 studies published in 2020 found supplementing with omega-3 fatty acids reduces the incidence of skin cancer too. Fish oil consumption may help combat photoaging and wrinkling in areas exposed to the sun. I heard that people that are using castor oil on their décolleté and various places like that are able to get rid of the stains from the sun over time. Ha! Amazing how that works. The FBI has issued a joint warning on hackers targeting email accounts. Are they to be believed? Do we not have enough security? I mean, here you have the FBI, the State Department, the NSA, urging all email users to prevent such hackers from getting through. Said people should update their email accounts, which stands, this is DMARC, right? DMARC, Domain-Based Message Authentication Reporting and Conformance. Boy, that's a mouthful. Users of email addresses such as Gmail and Yahoo should not be concerned, as both companies confirmed they would automatically implement more stringent DMARC policies. So they will require, you know, if they think it's spam, in other words, they're going to let you know. Why are they driving people to Gmail and Yahoo? Yeah, that's what I want to know. Yeah, we need to really look into that. I don't know if I want to take that story at its face value. The FBI and CIA are enemies of the American people, according to Technocracy News. This would be Patrick Wood. Any human agency that operates within a culture of secrecy without oversight and accountability will operate A, outside the rule of law, B, outside moral restraints, and C, outside ethical restraints. The CIA, FBI, NSA, examples of agencies that are accountable to no one. And the technocrats like it that way. Pour in the money, leave them alone. Nevertheless, public awareness is rapidly rising that these rogue agencies are the enemies of the American people. Now you know why everybody's arming themselves. Because the CIA and FBI are what? Deep state agencies. They're liars. They've been considered, you know, reputable organizations trying to keep us safe? I don't think so. The ATF is supposed to, by the way, have Brian Malinowski's case documents to Congress. According to both senators from Arkansas, the deadline was last night. And just remember about the left. You know, they have made some efforts to expose intelligence agencies and their crimes in the 70s. That's now ancient history. The left in 2024 has rarely met a regime spook it didn't like. Now, back to Malinowski. Something, see, nobody's paying attention. I'm paying attention. So I went and did some digging, and I found Arkansas State Police have turned over their findings of the Malinowski investigation to six district prosecutors in Arkansas. And that happened yesterday. All right. This, if you weren't paying attention to what was going on, we're talking about the executive director of the Little Rock Hillbilly Airport. Yeah, the executive director, Brian Malinowski, had a visit on March 19th at 6 a.m. They were supposed to serve a search warrant. Agents with BATF, another one of these rogue, jackbooted, fascist thug agencies. The agents reported Malinowski fired at him from inside the home, and they returned fire hitting him. He died 2 days later. High-powered gunshot wound to the head. He was just trying to defend himself. They didn't announce who they were. They took out their body cameras and covered up the camera lens from his Ring doorbell. Yeah. So, we don't have the authority to address methods and tactics used or whether agency protocols and policies were followed, according to the colonel for the Arkansas State Police. Any administrative oversight of tactics would fall to that agency's, in this case, USDOJ, internal review, and is not part of the scope of what Arkansas State Police is authorized to review. In other words, they're doing a review with their hands tied behind their back. State Police added the prosecutor is the one who's going to determine if or when, notice that operative word, if or when the case would be released. We're talking about the case file. That's what Congress wants to see. This is just the most recent development of the shooting. You know, earlier this week, the U.S. House of Reps Judiciary Committee sent a letter to the head of the ATF requesting info. ATF, of course, no comment. Wow. You see, they'll be allowed to get away with this little mini Waco. They'll be allowed to get away with it. Trust me on this. If this will come of nothing. What are they going to do? Hand slap somebody? No, they'll end up promoting them. All right. Those of you who have grandsons or sons that are interested in scouting, I'm talking about the Boy Scouts of America. Guess what? You better be careful who you let into your tent. You go on a camping trip, you might find out. Yeah. Yeah. That Steve wants to become Eve. Get my drift? Oh, no. Multiple news outlets are reporting the word inclusive, which means now they're calling it Scouting America. That's where I got it from, scoutingamerica.org. All right. It's no longer Boy Scouts of America. It's called Scouting America, and everything else is all, yeah, no holds barred. Welcoming girls into Cub Scouting and Scouts BSA programs as well. And, of course, you know, throwing a few trannies and see what happens. Yeah. I can just see this. Oh, my gosh. I went as far as a star scout. I was 2 merit badges shy of a life scout. Over 6,000 people have worked to earn the rank of Eagle Scout. Their motto, be prepared. Be prepared for what? Somebody rummaging around in my tent in places they shouldn't be? Wow. Perhaps you need to rethink going into scouting. There's plenty of other organizations like 4-H. Because I guarantee you, not too many TGs are wanting to go milk a cow. I can't believe this woke stuff, man. Boy, some of this stuff is just disgusting. Miss USA, by the way, has resigned. She's stepping down from her role, citing her mental health and well-being. Noelia Voigt, 24. She clinched the 2023 Miss USA title last September, announced the news on Instagram. May come as a shock. Never compromise your physical and mental well-being, she said. Her health is her wealth. Well, maybe we should all take a tip from that. My hope is I continue to inspire others to remain steadfast, prioritize mental health, advocate for yourself and others by using your voice. Never be afraid of what the future holds, even if it feels uncertain. Of course, Miss USA and Miss Teen USA responded with an understanding in a joint Instagram post, accepting her resignation, ensuring a seamless transition for a successor because they got to keep this going. Yeah. Well, I know they have a TG. They have TGs out there competing too. Governor Kristi Noem took issue with Stuart Varney. You know, she had to kill her dog. The dog was dangerous. It was 14 months old. And Varney wouldn't let go of it in the interview. And see, so what he does is he diverts. Well, what conversations have you had with Trump about being a potential VP pick? Look, we've been talking. No further comment. Well, let's talk about that dog again. She said, this interview is ridiculous, what you are doing right now, so you need to stop, okay? It is. Let's talk about something Americans care about. Then Varney, of course, abruptly ended the interview. Go figure. We've got an article about Living Streams Molly Blend Liquid Probiotic, by the way. Perfect for giving to your pets since they're in liquid form. You can add it to their water bowl. You can get that at the Power Mall as well. And we've got a little story about the carrot, the egg, or the coffee bean. Amazing how that works. Okay. We'll move along here. Wayne Elliott joins us after the top of the hour. We hope we'll stay tuned.
Zones are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.